Hi. So happy that you're here.
And do a little bit of reflection and thinking. So I'm just going to take a few minutes to tell our viewers why you're actually here, what you're doing here today, what your role is, and to explain to them why we have a coach. Because yes, Krish Yoga, as the name says, is a yoga business. It's primarily yoga, hypnobirthing, prenatal, postnatal. But in my personal experience, I found coaching when my second son was two. And I really wish I would have done this a year, like years and years before, even when I was pregnant with my first child. And yoga gave me kind of a stability, but coaching came in and really saved me when I didn't know I was drowning. It's one of those things. So my vision for Krish Yoga has always been to find that balance and to support moms beyond yoga, right? Through community. And sometimes we need a bit of leadership in this community. And that's coming in through Tessa with our coaching. And it's nice to have this safe space, because what I've noticed in yoga classes and yoga spaces is that especially pregnant moms, postnatal moms, we kind of gather towards each other and we talk, and then all of this stuff pours out because we know it's a safe place. So here we have a safe place with someone who can actually help us uncover what's been covering or what's been buried, and then give us tools. And someone like Tessa, who's a professional coach, she's a trained coach, and she specializes in coaching for mothers, then she's here to give us tools. And the kind of tools that adapt to our modern day lives, to our busy mom's life. So really practical stuff. And Tessa is the owner of her own company as well, called Mother Your Way. Tessa is a prenatal, postnatal yoga teacher, hypnobirthing instructor as well. She teaches online and in the UK. And now she's a coach as well. So since last year, she's a coach, and like I said, specializing in supporting moms. And what I really love about Tessa's approach is that there's no fluff. We've recorded a podcast together. We've known each other for like a year or so now, and there's no fluff. There's no woo-woo. Even on your social media, your blogs is just straight up, practical, non-judgmental stuff. And I think now I've seen you have a way of turning heavy subjects, like things like motherhood, returning to work, identity. Some of this stuff can feel really heavy, but you have a way of making it lighthearted and really practical. So I'm so happy you're here, and I'm going to hand it over to you now to lead the rest of the session.
Thank you so much, Krish. That was a lovely intro. And I'm really happy to be here. And Krish has given a really good summary, really, of what coaching is, and why I think it is so important, particularly for mothers. And a little bit of my background there as well. And as Krish said, I find a lot of the women that I work with will share often, at the end of my yoga classes or in my hypnobirthing classes, will be really open and candid about the challenges that they're going through. And I think everyone is looking for that space to do it. And those spaces are a beautiful place to share. But sometimes, as you say, like we need a little bit more structure. And sometimes it can feel really confessional and sharing, but actually we say, what's next? And coaching, when we think about the difference between coaching and therapy, so therapy looks back, therapy looks at the things that happened to us in the past, why we may feel the way we do. Coaching is forward looking. So coaching says, yes, let's talk about these things. Let's talk about how difficult they are. And then what are we going to do about them? So what are the practical, what are the focused things that we can actually do to change how we feel? Because right now, this is not what we want to continue to feel like going forward. And coaching and motherhood is that, but is often around some really key themes. One of the ones that we're talking about today is another key theme that we will see in motherhood coaching a lot, which is around identity. So in today's session, I'm doing a little bit of an intro at the start to talk about the sort of theme, and then I'll give you some prompts. So if you haven't already got a piece of paper and a pen, do just pause the video and go away and grab a piece of paper and a pen, because you will be journaling. It doesn't have to be a beautiful journal. It can just literally be something that you grabbed off the side. And as always, you're welcome. You can do this with your baby on your knee. You can do this with your kids around you. But just having some space to think and reflect on some of the prompts that I will be raising. You'll be asking some questions and you'll have some time to go away and to write those things down. You don't have to share those with anyone. It can be just really helpful to write. You may want to throw them away afterwards. You might want to keep them. It's completely up to you. And then at the end of the session, we will be doing a bit of a meditation, a relaxation focused on this theme as well, which is I always like to do with my coaching clients. I like to do my yoga classes. I like to do a meditation focused around the theme that we've been thinking on, because I think meditation is really powerful. I think relaxation is really powerful. Obviously, we're both hypnobirthing trained and we understand the power of the subconscious mind. But I really like to build on some of the positive message you may have shared in that session in my relaxation as well. So I'll kick off by talking a little bit about matrescence. And you may well have come across matrescence if you've done any kind of work, if you've been listening to Krish's podcast, anything like that. And matrescence is the process of becoming a mother, the physical, the mental, the emotional development journey of becoming a mother. And some people like to liken it to adolescence. So adolescence is recognized as a really specific, transformative part of someone's life. And we give adolescence a lot of space. We say it's difficult. We know it's hard. There's lots of hormonal challenges. Their lives are being transformed. It can be really difficult to be an adolescent. And we do not get the same grace to mothers, even though we are going through a really similar process when it comes to brain changes, hormonal changes, physical changes, day-to-day life changes, and identity changes as well. And identity shifts are a huge part of matrescence. And there's some fantastic reading out there. Motherkind by Zoe Glasky has some great stuff around identity. And she talks about how you can't go through the process of becoming a mother, you can't go through matrescence without changing your identity. And actually, a lot of our focus in our westernized culture is around bouncing back, but actually we can never go back. I mean, especially with our identities, we can't go back. We have to go forward. And the idea that we need to go back to our old identities can be one of the hardest things it can be about being a mother, because actually our whole lives have changed. We have physiologically changed, and asking us to go back to who we were undermines that process. It's not only is it not possible, but we shouldn't be wanting to do that. But equally, it's giving a space for us to grieve who we were before and to us to say we are no longer that person, in the same way that we change identities in lots of different parts of our lives. So we go from being a child to being an adult. Maybe we go from being a student to being someone in work. Maybe we go from being single to being a wife or a partner. We have our identities do change throughout our adulthood and our childhood. And becoming a mother is another one of those big identity changes. And matrescence, part of becoming a mother, your identity and your priorities are meant to change. It would be strange if they didn't change. It would be strange if you went through that process and you didn't feel different and the things that you valued and prioritized weren't different. But it can feel very difficult to do that as well and to be okay with that. And research shows as well that lots of mothers, like 94% of mothers, feel they only have one identity, and that is being a mother. Now, that might be a good thing, and it might not be a good thing. So I'm presenting that as totally neutral, because a lot of women will see that as a good thing, and that is fantastic for them. And other women won't feel that's a good thing. But I think it's really important to show that most women, most mothers, do feel that way. So with that background, I want to dive into a little bit around identity and motherhood today. So I'm going to be giving you a series of prompts as we go, and you're really welcome to take as long as you want to responding to these prompts. I recommend probably about 5 minutes question, but if one of them really grabs you, then just continue writing. And if you haven't done journaling before, it's really not as scary as it sounds. All you literally have to do is pick up your pen and just write what is in your head. It doesn't have to be succinct. It doesn't have to be coherent. It doesn't have to be well thought out. The process of just putting pen to paper and really help you articulate your thoughts and bring out things you didn't really know you were thinking about. So it can feel a little bit intimidating maybe when we start, but I would just encourage you to just be open-minded and to just respond to the questions as we go through. As I just said at the beginning, you never have to even read it back if you don't want to read it back. It can just be the process. So last chance to grab your pen and paper if you haven't already, and then we're going to kick off. So our first prompt is, how do I feel about my identity in motherhood? How do I feel about my identity in motherhood? And some sub-questions that you might want to explore is, do I feel my identity has changed? What do I like about that? And what do I miss? So that's, how do I feel about my identity in motherhood? Has my identity changed? What do I like about that? And what do I miss? And you can just pause the video now and take as long as you want, 5 minutes, longer. And when you're ready, just come back in for your next prompt. Okay, welcome back. So hopefully that came up, some interesting and useful things came up, and maybe some really positive things came up about your feelings around your new identity in motherhood, whether that's pregnancy or postnatal or with older children, some really great new things that are in your life. And then maybe some things that feel a little bit more painful to reflect on, things that you may have missed. And again, that is totally natural. And I think there's a lot of feelings amongst mothers that if they feel ungrateful, if they feel sad about becoming a mother, some elements of becoming a mother, it makes them ungrateful. And that this is a space to say that does not make you ungrateful. It's totally natural to grieve things that you've lost, even though you know you maybe need to lose them to get something new. And it's okay to feel sad about some of those things that you feel you may have lost. The second prompt I want us to think about is around our value. So we talk quite a lot about values in coaching because actually they're kind of our North Star. And actually, when you start unpacking your own values, you can see why they are so relevant to you. And if you've not done any coaching before, you might not really understand what values are. You might be like, I don't know, like values of a company. You might have come across that, you know, if some like an organization you work for might have values. But every person has values. You may not have ever identified yours. But when you start doing some coaching work and you start identifying your values, it's really helpful because you can bring back your actions, you can bring back your goals to your values, and often they really do align. And sometimes we'll be doing something that doesn't feel aligned or doesn't feel like it fits, and when we deep dive into it, it's maybe because it doesn't align with our core values. And often our values align with our identity, so our values kind of align with the things that we feel are important, and they maybe come out to play when we are thinking about our identity. So I want you to reflect on what your values are. So I've got a few suggestions that I will just try and pop on the screen now, but you are welcome to use any, I'm going to put a list up, but you're welcome to use any that you want. So don't feel, you know, like you have to stick to this one. Okay, so what I will do is I will read out some of the values I have got here because I am struggling to present. And you can, if any of you jump out, you can note those down. Equally, you're welcome to reflect on whatever values come to mind when you think about what is important to you. So some suggestions that might jump out at you are achievement, adventure, ambition, calmness, cheerfulness, courage, creativity, diligence, fairness, excitement, understanding, wealth, perfection, resilience, fun, hard work, health, learning, nature, stability, or spontaneity. So if any of those words call out to you, do just scribble them down or include anything else that you might want to reflect on, what things that are values, things that are important to you. So just taking a few minutes now to do that. You're welcome to pause the video and when you have reflected a little bit on there, welcome back. Hopefully that has been an interesting experience, because I think sometimes when we're approached with those words, we suddenly maybe realize, as Chris has reflected in the chat, I feel a difference between the words that reflect who I am now and how I want to be. And I think a lot of us feel that way. So for example, one of my my values is adventure. And sometimes as a mum, it's hard to find adventure in the day-to-day life. So absolutely, I would say one of my values is adventure and fun. And sometimes my life doesn't feel very adventurous and it doesn't feel very fun. And that's actually a really good segue into our final section, our next prompt, which is, how could I gently consider how to build on those values in my new identity? So in line with what Chris has just said there, often the values that hold importance to us may not be particularly prevalent in our day-to-day lives at the moment, particularly if we are in the depths of motherhood. So this is not about asking us to suddenly transform our lives. And in pursuit of my value of adventure, I'm going to sell my house and go off across Europe. You might want to do that. That's absolutely fine. But what a realistic, gentle, curious ways that we could think about bringing those into our lives. So what I want you to think about as well is, what tasks do I engage with in my current life that are in line with these values? So maybe they're not fully wholeheartedly living your values, but are there things in your day-to-day life that you feel are in line with those? And what could you do more of that was in line with that? So if I was thinking my own example and in line with my value of adventure, what do I do in a day-to-day life that is in line with these? Well, actually, I do quite a lot of nice things with my son. We go on days out together. And how could I make that even more aligned with myself? Or maybe it's actually just challenge myself rather than going to the same play cafe we go to every week, just finding a different museum to go to and just going to see something different and seeing something different with my eyes. And maybe that's enough adventure for me at this point in my life. So it's not saying I'm going to go backpacking with my son. It's saying maybe I just do a little bit of research and find something different to go to. Maybe I just meet up with someone different and go somewhere new with my son on a Thursday afternoon. So what tasks do you do already that you feel in line with those values? And what could you do more of? So again, just taking a few moments, maybe 5 minutes, to journal those down. So you can just pause the video and we'll come back. Welcome back. Hopefully there is some interesting things that have come up for you there. And our final prompt for today is building on what we've already done in that previous one. So we've thought about the tasks that we already do, maybe tasks is a too prescriptive word, but the things that we do in our day-to-day life that are generally aligned with your values. And I want you to think, reflect on those things that you've already pulled out there. And I want you to commit to one action that you can take, commit to today to help embrace your new identity or bring one of your values more strongly into your day-to-day life. So again, I don't want you to be thinking really big here. We're all on this call because we're in a transitional stage of our life and we probably don't have a huge amount of time. Maybe don't have a huge amount of scope in our lives to change what our lives look like in the day-to-day way. And that is okay. What I want you to be committing to here is something really small and realistic, and it doesn't feel like it's another thing to add onto your to-do list. It feels exciting and it feels positive when you think about it. So to build on the example I've just done, maybe in something like, I just want to try one new thing this month with my child, and that's enough. So taking a few moments to go away and think about just one thing, and I want you to write that down in a I statement. So I commit to finding one new play cafe this month and going there with my child would be mine. And I want you to be able to write that down and articulate it in that way. So it is a commitment to yourself. So again, just taking maybe 5 more minutes and going away and writing that down. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully that has been a useful about 20 minutes. It should have been 20 minutes to half an hour of reflection for you. And hopefully that has shown you that actually just taking a few minutes out of your day with a prompt can be really illuminating. And it can bring up some things that maybe have been niggling at you for a while and helps you articulate them. And that is what coaching is really good at. And when we're in a group coaching situation, often I invite people to share their reflections on the prompt as well. And that can be really helpful because actually we often see people experiencing the exact same things as us, or who have felt that way in the past and have found their way through that, or have some really useful and interesting things to share about that as well. So when we do group coaching, that's often what we do. And that's what we do every month at Krishyoga. So we have a monthly coaching session, which is a really similar setup to this. So we will often have a theme. We will talk a little bit about that theme. We'll do some prompt, and there's a really safe space to share there as well. And often that's where the really magic happens, when we're sharing our own experiences around the group. If you are comfortable to do so, there is never any pressure to share anything that you don't want to do. And hopefully if that's your first time journaling, then it is interesting and illuminating as well. It can feel a little bit strange when you start, but I promise you that the more that you do it, the easier it becomes and the more beneficial it becomes as well. something that as mothers, it's free. We can do it in 5 minutes. We can do it with our children around us. It's one of the most accessible and affordable ways of exploring what is inside you at the moment. So I would really encourage you to do that whenever you have the opportunity to. So to wrap up our session today, we're just going to do about 5 minutes of meditation. So you're welcome to close your eyes, get yourself into a comfortable position, or you can just stay sat wherever you are. If you have children with you like Krish, that is absolutely fine. And we're just going to take a couple of deep breaths to start. So I want you to start lengthening your exhales and deepening your inhales, maybe taking a deep breath into your nose, feeling your stomach expand. And as you exhale, a nice long sigh, letting the ears drop away, shoulders drop away from the ears, the jaw relax, the tongue moving away from the roof of the mouth, letting the jaw relax, all your face relaxing, continuing to deepen that breath, inhaling, nose and exhaling through the mouth, noticing all the muscles around your eyes, your forehead beginning to relax. Maybe imagining a sense of relaxation starting at the top of your head and moving down through your body. Maybe that sense of relaxation feels like heaviness or like candle wax melting. And then it's drifting through the top of your head, down your face, down your neck, along your shoulders, down your arms, your torso, through your pelvis, your thighs, your knees, your calves, all the way down to your feet, feeling that breath relax and release, and just taking a moment to check in with yourself now, noticing any emotional changes, anything that the last half an hour or so has brought up for you, and just sitting with that. Becoming a mother doesn't just change your days, it changes how you see yourself. It changes your identity. You may feel proud, connected, and deeply in love with your child or children. And at the same time, you may feel lost. Loss of freedom, loss of your old rhythm, loss of parts of yourself that once felt familiar. And that's okay. It's okay to grieve who you were. You can't get to the new without letting go of the old. Grief does not mean regret. We can feel all those emotions at the same time. And that's okay. Instead of trying to go back to our old selves, let's grow forward. Let's try curiosity instead of self-criticism. Who am I now? What is important to me now? You haven't disappeared. Your values are all still there. Whether that's kindness, creativity, fun, connection, or calm. You don't need to live them perfectly. Maybe they look different now, and that's okay. You know you can return to them when you are ready, in small, quiet ways. Knowing that you are taking little steps to exploring who you are now, embracing your new self with gentleness and kindness, taking a couple of final deep breaths in and out, letting those words settle in. And when you are ready, very slowly beginning to bring your attention back to the room, knowing that you are taking all those reflections that you have spent the last half an hour or so with you into the rest of your day. For joining me for this session, I hope it's really helpful. We welcome any feedback, any thought, any questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Tessa, for that, the wonderful prompts and also the wonderful relaxation. And I think mothers in all stages of their journey can relate to that and use it. So I don't want to do a lot of talking after that, that wonderful relaxation. But I do encourage anyone who's watched this, listen to this, to, you know, send Tessa or myself a message. How is it helping you? How are you feeling? Do you have any questions? Is anything coming up? Is there any way that we can help you? Do reach out to us. And we wish you a wonderful day. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Yoga, Bellies and Babies podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review. This would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast to never miss a new episode. To learn more about practicing yoga with me, whether it's one-to-one, a group class, courses or events, or to get instant access to freebies, workshops and more, go to www.krishyoga.com right now. Thanks for tuning in and see you next time.